and Murata Mornings.
Social Studies.
Brought to you by HigherPrice.com. Carol Royce, your home sold guaranteed realty.
Social Studies is where we sample the brilliance of our amazing audience. Questions posed by Jared Carlin on X. Sarah Cazell sifts through all of it, gives us the gold. It's time for some Social Studies.
Gold!
Gold! You said it!
Gold!
Gold!
You said it. That's what Social Studies is. We do it every single day at 9 o'clock. So let's dive in on Twitter/X at @Bickley_Murata. Hey, we also have an Instagram page. Gotta let you know. @Bickley and Murata. We post videos there every day. And the very, very, very occasional Jarrett Carlin fit check. Should we do more of those?
No.
No, we don't want to lose followers? Okay. All right, let's...
That was a thing once upon a time on this show.
Yeah,
during Jarrett the sports, Carlin fit check?
Yeah, during the sports club, every time I would post it before I started doing the Photoshop stuff, I would just post a picture of my shirt. Then it became a thing where people would name the shirt. Do you remember that?
And you would name your own shirt. Yeah, what was the theme of the shirt? And then we realized that Jarrett doesn't buy a lot of new clothes, so it was the same shirt.
Yeah, I got repeated. But also,
that's fair.
I was given word that the camera in this studio will be active starting Monday.
Wow, good for you.
And because the studio is set up so idiotically, where the microphone is on one side, the camera is on the other side, so everyone will get to see my ear and back of head anytime I talk.
Yeah, that's what happens when radio people try to do TV. Anyway.
Maybe they'll just move the microphone, Jarrett.
Right.
In 10 years.
On that note, let's jump into Social Studies. We're trying to figure out what the Suns can do moving forward. Okay, how they can win with the people they've got right now. So the question is, can the team win a title with this current big three? Booker, Beal, and Durant. Yes, no, why or why not?
Wow.
I don't want to sound pie in the sky, but I still believe in the big three. Even though we're wallowing in this disappointment right now, because I don't think any of them, as good as they were at times, I don't think any of them played up to their capabilities this year or collectively. The games where they all showed up and played great together were few and far between.
Yeah, and they were not good at all against the Timberwolves, at least collectively. Mm-hmm. At least the offense was not. And I like Vinny, I want to believe in that, in the talent of the big three. I believed in it when they acquired it. Getting swept in the first round in a conference that is only going to get more and more difficult with teams on deck now. I don't know. My faith's been shaken pretty badly.
Mm-hmm. Definitely true for our responders as well. A lot of no's. They cannot win a title with this current big three. Zion Seeker says, well, are they going to stop dribbling off of their feet and passing the ball to the other team? That's a fair question.
It's a fair question.
Shannable says no, they cannot win a title with this current big three. I'm reminded of a scene in Miracle where Herb Brooks says, I'm not looking for the best players. I'm looking for the right players. You have three great players, but they don't complement one another's talents. Connor Film says Bradley Beal would need to come off the bench to balance out rotations, and you would need a Ricky Rubio type point guard to ensure ball movement. Devin Booker is a great shooter, but he is not the best at initiating an offense. And then, let's see. Last one for this question from MC Ren and Stimpy. Can the Suns win with this current big three? Win a title with this current big three? MC Ren and Stimpy says no, because we've actually seen this movie before and it doesn't end well. By the way, Jack did fit on that floating door in the ocean, except Rose was too selfish and didn't want to share the space with him.
That's true. Many people have pointed that out.
Yes.
Rose killed Jack.
So maybe the self-centeredness killed the Suns this year.
I hope I didn't spoil Titanic for anybody who hasn't seen it yet.
Only about 100 years late on the story itself.
The ship sinks at the end.
Yeah. And so does Jack. Although, the two of them together might have been too heavy, right? It's not that there wasn't enough space. It's what would they have gone under with the weight of both of them.
What was the buoyancy of the
Right. That's what I've always wondered about. Anyhow. Moving on to our next question.
Jack couldn't have weighed more than 135 pounds.
You're right. He was a little guy.
Yeah, he was poor. He was a poor.
He was in steerage, for goodness sakes.
Fair enough. Okay. Let's move on to our final question. We're skipping the second one. Sorry for big personalities. We'll save that. We'll save that for another time. At the start of the show, I don't remember why, we somehow got on the topic of chemical-filled products, weed killers, deodorant, etc., versus the organic alternatives that we're all, like, not terribly excited about. So we're asking, what is something that you can't help but use or do or eat, even though you know it's not going to be good for you?
French fries. They're so delicious.
They're the best.
And they're so bad.
Any form of potato.
Yes, I agree.
Potatoes are good.
They're the best. And that's why I look like a potato. You are what you eat, and I'm a damn potato.
Well, Jared, what are you thinking?
I don't think potatoes in general are bad for you, but they are if they're French fried.
What do you think of au gratin potatoes?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God.
Scalloped
au gratin.
How about a plate full of perfectly crisp hash browns?
Yes.
Yes.
What does au gratin even mean? What is the translation?
Under the cheese?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. How about a double baked potato?
Oh, my gosh.
Too many. Too much baked.
A little sour cream, a little bacon.
You like a loaded baked potato?
I do.
Sour cream, bacon bits, green onions.
All of it.
It's for me, it's two things. It's Oreos and beer.
Not together.
Oh, wait a minute.
There you go.
Hold on.
That sounds like a party, bro.
Oreos probably be good with like a Guinness type beer, a stout.
Not bad.
Like a coffee brown? Yeah. Okay. Anything you want to throw in there, Jarrett?
Apparently, according to Google, French to English translation, au gratin means with gratin.
Google it.
Google it. Right?
Oh.
I can tell you at a point in my life, I was up to about 8 Italian sausages a week, and I had to cut back. So, otherwise.
No lucky summer sausage for you.
Was it the meat sweats that made you give them up?
It was lying in bed at night, clutching my heart.
Jarrett, you saw the movie Seven, right?
Yes.
Gluttony.
How do you not look like the gluttony guy?
Uh-huh.
Your appetite is voracious.
It is.
You must have an unbelievable metabolism.
I can tell you why I don't drink that much alcohol. I don't drink soda at all. And I don't really like sweets. But I have a big old belly.
Just don't be downwind of the Carlin toilette.
I have a big fat face.
But you're not like lying face first in a plate of spaghetti like
I'm not.
But I'm like such an uncomfortable scene.
Such an uncomfortable movie.
Oh, it really is.
And I love it. We get a lot of good answers.
Yes,
we
did.
A lot of sodas for people. Chalk Riley says soda has about 1,000,000% of the daily recommended sugar. But man, Coke is like Coke to me.
That's a great line.
That's a good line.
A lot of people, including Bernsey and AZ Wildcat fans, said sugar, any form of sugar. We've got basically a dueling gambos of sugar from AZ Wildcat fan. Fudge, buttercream frosting, pancakes. I love all of those things. S'more Pop-Tarts for Randy Knights. Yes, a lot of people going with the chips and the salty snacks, especially later at night. And then Daryl Lee, the thing that's bad for you but you can't stop is listening to the sports kebab. It's kind of like watching a traffic accident.
Yeah.
Well, you're in luck, Daryl. That's coming up.
Big time accident coming up
at
in
9:30.
About 20 minutes.
Yes. And right now we have a tie for Mock My World.
Ooh, really?
32% for you, Jarrett Carlin. 32% for you, Dan Bickley.
No.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
We drafted bugs, insects, and worms, apparently, yesterday on Bickley and Murata Mornings in honor of the bee guy from earlier with the D-backs. And Vince, you've got 25%. I have 11. Oh. So, vote. There's an hour left. It'll be either Jarrett or Dan Bickley.
What's the update on the poll of people asked if a worm is a bug or not?
Oh, I exited out of that because I was not going to acknowledge that. But let me scroll back.
You wouldn't even give it your time and thought.
No. 52% say a worm is not a bug.
48% say
yes.
It is?
Yes. And wow.
Yeah.
The beehive has spoken. The Bee Arthur Hive.
The Bayhive. Right, yeah, right.
Thank you, Sarah.
That's right, thank you.
Social studies every day at 9 o'clock. You can get involved on X at @Bickley_Murata. Coming up next, we'll talk some D-backs baseball with radio analyst Tom Candiotti, who joins the program straight ahead here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, everybody, it's Bernsie. The Diamondbacks offense is sputtering right now. The team is really struggling. So what's it going to take for a true turnaround? We'll ask the skipper, Torey Lovello. He'll join us at 2:30 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
We've deemed it an important series this weekend for the Diamondbacks at Chase Field against the San Diego Padres. After a weird first month plus of the season, here to talk D-backs baseball with us is radio analyst Tom Candiotti, who joins us here on the Arizona Sports Line. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, man. How's it going?
Good. We were chronicling the weirdness from the exhibition game rainout to the B delay and to all the offensive oddities. I mean, how weird has this season been through your perspective?
I mean, that B night was just like ridiculous, right? I never seen anything like it. You know, it almost turned into a WWE event. You know, the guy comes in and, you know, he's pumping his fist up in the air, you know, takes his hat off. You know, goes up, does it again, and, you know, he's getting standing ovations the whole time. I mean, think about it. This guy's at his T-ball, his kid's T-ball game, and next thing you know, he's throwing the first pitch out. He's on radio. He's on TV. He's on Quick Pitch. They're making baseball cards after him. Are you joking me now?
He took off that beekeeper's mask, and he's got Hollywood good looks. It was like, what are we doing here?
It was just hilarious. I mean, oh, God, it was crazy.
All right, and we know the D-backs have got a lot of, I wouldn't even call them alibis. They've got really good reasons for some of their struggles with the injuries, cruel and unusual. How close do you think this baseball team is to kind of getting their mojo back, or do you feel like they're close?
Yeah, I think they just need to get guys healthy and playing together. You know, it just seems like, you know, they're kind of like behind the eight ball a little bit. You know, now with Merrill going on to 60-day, you know, hopefully Gallen can make a start, although I'm a little bit, up in the air with Zach. I know they're trying to really protect him there. But Seawald apparently is going to be is very, very close to being back. So that'll help, the bullpen, you know, for sure. I mean, but there's so many pieces. But I will say one thing. Hazen really has done, like, a good job, like, getting some depth. You know, in the years past, when we have guys go down, the fill-ins just were not there. Mm-hmm. You know, now you get, like, Slade Ciccone comes up, and, you know, he just deals. And you're getting some quality players that are actually filling in for the guys that are hurt, you know, which leads you to believe, you know, okay, well, they shouldn't be, you know, they should be a little bit better than what they are. What are they, 14-18 I think, you know, and the run differential, I know it's on the positive side, but a lot of that has to do with those big scoring games that they've had. I mean, they're just not consistently scoring. And they don't seem to score very well late in the games either. And I think that's where I think you really need Corbin, you know, to really come out of his funk a little bit. And, and once that happens, I think you'll see this offense click a little bit better.
Tom Candiotti, Diamondbacks radio analyst, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. You hit on some of the weirdness that we brought up earlier in the show, Candy, and that was 34% of the Diamondbacks runs have come in four games. And you mentioned the inconsistent offense. That's what I'm most concerned about. What is your biggest concern outside of the injuries, which you covered? What is your biggest concern about this team, through 32 games, which is still a small sample, but, you know, it is telling to a point as well.
You know, I think a lot of it is, you know, I look at it through the lens of a pitcher. And when you win your best games as a pitcher, you know, it's how well you pitch with runners in scoring position, right? You got to get the guy out. You got to get the big out when they get a couple guys on to kill a rally or whatever. Those are moments that, you know, that win you the game. And you look at it the other way, you know, from hitting, and you have to get those big hits to win games. You have to win those battles. And overall, probably for the whole season, you know, the hitting with runners in scoring position is probably, you know, get it skewed because of those big innings that they've had and those big games. But for the most part, it just seems like it's dry, you know, and especially when you get later in the game, they're not getting those big hits. And when you kind of reflect a little bit back on last year, you know, why were we winning games so often? And it really had to do with the running game. You know, at the very top of the order, you had McCarthy and you had Carroll and even Rojas at the time, you know, and they were just chaos on the bases. And they drove other teams just absolutely nuts. And you're really not seeing the running game for the D-backs at all. And I know, you know, Rojas is gone and Corbin hasn't been getting on base and they've had a drop down in the lineup and stuff. But, you know, they still just that's the one thing I'd love to see, because it's fun and it's exciting baseball when those guys, those rabbits get on base and they take off.
Yeah. Back-to-back games, pitching staff issued 8 walks to the Dodgers. It kind of felt like they were nibbling too much, maybe not challenging. And I get it, that lineup is very, very intimidating. But last year, this baseball team at their best was very audacious, very fearless. You, as a very profound and successful knuckleballer, you had to have the confidence that your best pitch was going to dance, and you did that. Talk about the mindset of this pitching staff. Do they need to be more in the challenge mode than they've been recently?
100% true. You know, walks, you just cannot defend a walk. I don't care what era, what generation it's from, walks equal runs. That's just, it's plain and simple. And when you're walking 5 guys, 6 guys, 7 guys a game, I mean, you're just like in survive, trying to survive all the time. And you can't be like that as a pitching staff. You know, they know that for sure. And, you know, and particularly Stromme knows that. And, but I think in Montgomery's case, when he kind of walked, I think he had 2 guys or 3 walks. That's like, I think he comes into the game with only 1 walk in the season. But his stuff clearly, you know, from warming up the night before, it clearly showed that he wasn't quite the same.
Yeah.
So you kind of give a little bit like that. But, you know, the bullpen coming in and issuing walks like they have, I mean, you cannot pitch like that and win, you know, on that level. There's just no chance. So, yeah, they definitely have to clean that up.
Tom Candiotti, our guest here on Arizona Sports. And Vic mentioned your prowess as a player, as a knuckleball pitcher. And you got a rare treat Sunday. Matt Waldron of San Diego making the start. And 35% of his pitches this year have been knuckleballs. Do you get a little jacked up to watch a game like that?
I do. You know, I worked with Matt for a whole Arizona Fall League a couple of years ago. And he's such a great kid. And he reminded me so much of myself. See, he wanted to be... You know, I always looked at myself like Joe Niekro, a pitcher that threw a knuckleball, because I got to the big leagues just as a regular pitcher. And then my stuff wasn't quite good enough, so I had to come up with a different pitch, which I luckily did. And Matt is the same way. You know, he wants to be a pitcher that throws a knuckleball, so he's kind of evolving towards being a knuckleball pitcher. Last year, his percentage of knuckleballs were down, you know, because he was trying to find his way in the big leagues and didn't want to walk guys and all that stuff. So the knuckleball percentage is up a little bit higher this year, and you know, which is a good thing. So I think eventually it just keeps going to go up for him as he gets more confidence in it. And I'll run into him today or tomorrow. I think he starts on Sunday, I believe.
Yeah.
And so I'll run into him and catch up with him and just check out how everything's going and stuff. But he's a great kid, and it's always fun to watch someone with a specialty pitch that comes out, because we don't see that anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, it just doesn't happen anymore in this day and age.
It's just not fun to hit against or try to catch. That's it.
No, it's not.
Thank you, Candy.
Thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it.
You got it. Anytime, you guys.
All right. Thanks. Tom Candiotti, D-backs radio analyst, joining us on the Arizona Sports Line.
Arizona Sports, D-backs, Padres ticket giveaway.
Maybe you can go watch the knuckleball dance around Chase Field on Sunday. We got another pair of tickets to give away. Caller number
8.
Caller
8.
Caller 8 right now, 602-260-9870. We're going to set you up with a pair of tickets to see the Arizona Diamondbacks and San Diego Padres at Chase Field. Caller 8, good luck. Coming up next, that aforementioned train wreck or accident of some sort. The Sports Kebab with Jared Carlin. It's Bickley and Murata mornings here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Time to take a look at the Arizona Sports poll question. Brought to you by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford.
Let's quickly head to our website, arizonasports.com, to check out today's poll question. It's a new poll question, I checked. before we get to the sports kebab with Jarrett Carlin.
We're off to a great start.
I know. Which later round member of the Cardinals draft class this year will make the biggest impact this fall in 2024? Tip Ryman, Isaiah Adams, Rabbit, Taylor Demerson, Christian Jones, or someone else?
Ooh. My pick right now, just based on everything we know about the roster, is Isaiah Adams, because I've seen a lot of projections where he just gets plugged in at one of those at the guard position that could be open for that Wilkerson started at last year. So my pick is Isaiah Adams.
Okay.
And because he was such a cool dude, my pick is Rabbit.
Yeah. All right. Vote placed. Right now, 42% of the voters say Tip Ryman will make the biggest impact in 2024 from the latter rounds in the draft. 21% go with Rabbit, Taylor Demerson. 19% say Christian Jones. 12% say Isaiah Adams. 8% say somebody else.
All right. I like that question.
Yeah.
A lot of good options. That's today's Sanderson Ford poll question. You can vote on it now at arizonasports.com.
It's beyond art. It's a magic trick, you know. Real magic.
It's sports news skewered. The sports kebab.
Comedians talking about comedy, and then we get led into the sports kebab with Jarrett Carlin.
Yes, I'm always introed by like Seinfeld or Chris Rock. Or
yeah.
Nate Bargatze. And now me. Yes, this is the sports kebab. It is sports news skewered every Friday, 9:30 a.m. If you guys ever miss it, of course, you can find it on the app, arizonasports.com. Subscribe to the Bickley Murata podcast. And if anyone out there doesn't subscribe to the podcast, get the hell out of here right now. You losers. Turn off the radio. Get the hell away from my mic. You don't deserve this goodness. I'm, of course, referring to Bucks player Patrick Beverley refusing to let a female reporter interview him because she didn't subscribe to his podcast. Is anyone else tired of this loser's antics? Okay. Patrick Beverley is a dirty player. He's a jerky guy. He's an agitator. And you might say, well, there's been other players like that in the NBA, right? But unlike them, he never actually wins anything. He's Lamond Green. No. He is Dennis Frodman. I mean, he is Bruce Hohen. This Patrick Beverley, he claims to be a great teammate, right? A player that anyone would want. Yet he's been on 7 teams in 7 years. That guy's been infecting more locker rooms than athlete's foot. I mean, seven teams in 7 years is crazy, especially because to get to each new city, he has to drive his tiny car filled with 10 of his friends wearing makeup and red noses. Look, I'm not saying Patrick Beverley is a clown, but when he leaves a team, people say they have big shoes to fill, and they mean it literally. So I'm tired of this guy's nonsense, right? I've spent too much time on him and other sports stuff already. I actually had to go back and catch up on real, actual local sports. In fact, just this morning, I went back and watched the entire Matt Ishbia and James Jones press conference. And after watching it, let me be the first to say congratulations to the Suns on defeating the Timberwolves and advancing in the playoffs. That must have been what happened, right? I mean, the odd tone of this press conference was so positive, you would never know that the Suns actually got swept in the first round. Now the national media is saying Ishbia was delusional and defiant and completely over his head. That is no way for an owner of an NBA to behave. Now, an owner's son in the NHL, maybe, but not an owner in the NBA. Personally, I love Matt Ishbia, and I love his commitment to win, but you have to admit when things go wrong. I mean, the Suns had a really disappointing season, and they were dominated by the Timberwolves. Their big guys, Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert, had their way. I haven't seen a cat and a Frenchman cause that much chaos since the old Pepe Le Pew cartoons.
Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew.
I remember Pepe Le Pew.
A cat and a Frenchman. Now, throw in Anthony Edwards' crotch chop taunt, and that was a painful series exit. Seriously, if that loss stung anymore, Matt Hilton would have to come and remove it. Matt Hilton, of course, the new local folk hero who made national news, a pest control beekeeper who removed a swarm of bees from the Diamondback Stadium before a game. Hilton told us that the key to remove it was get rid of the queen bee and the hive will follow. I mean, I haven't seen someone try to eliminate a queen during a baseball game like that since Reggie Jackson and the Naked Gun. So the Diamondbacks have a big series this weekend, but that is not the most anticipated event this weekend. That would be the Netflix roast of Tom Brady.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, it's scheduled to have some big stars, big athletes, but perhaps most interestingly, Bill Belichick will be on hand for this roast. Now, guys, believe it or not, I actually have exclusive audio.
Oh.
Of Bill's roast set. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Let's go to the videotape here. All right. Thank you to the man of the hour, Tom Brady, and to Netflix, where this will air. Now, for anyone who doesn't have Netflix, don't worry. One of my assistants is in the back here secretly recording the whole event to watch later. many people don't know, but I actually love these things. In fact, the only thing I don't like to roast are coffee beans.
I don't like coffee.
Tom was an amazing QB and could dominate against any defense, including blitzes and press coverage. Fun fact, press coverage is also how Tom describes the kisses he gives his son's lips. In conclusion, I'll say no one worked harder than Tom Brady. No one spent more time at the stadium than Tom. No one spent more time in the film room than Tom. And because of that, no one spent more time in his bedroom than Giselle's jiu-jitsu instructor.
Bill's brutal.
Bill Belichick, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn, Bill. Yes. Okay.
Anyway, thank you very much. There you go. There's the sports call.
Next up, Lisa Lampanelli. Yes. Jared Carlin. Bringing it on the Sports Kebab. Follow him at Twitter at Jarrett GC, JarrettGC. Thank you for the reminder. I forgot about that roast that was coming up.
Yeah, that's right.
You can also win tickets all day long here on Arizona Sports to see the D-backs against the Padres at Chase Field. You hear the sounder, just be the caller and you that is asked for, and you will win a pair of tickets. That easy. So keep it tuned to Arizona Sports all day long. Some final thoughts on this Friday coming up here on Bickley and Murata Mornings.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Bickley and Murata, song of the day.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Everybody whistle.
I can't. Yeah. I got no whistle today.
You're the opposite of Scott Foster.
Yeah. Hey,
Foster! Hey,
ooh!
That man loves the sound of his own whistle.
So many jokes.
Some people rub their sausage, some people blow their whistle.
It's Jared.
Sports, baby.
Should've Today's kept this up song better. Of the day, one of the weirdest Guns N' Roses tunes you'll ever encounter. Patience with the whistling Axl Rose.
I'd like to get your thoughts.
Yeah?
I was just having a conversation with a buddy of mine recently about Guns N' Roses. Like, were you a fan? And I was like, well, it was impossible not to be aware and exposed to their first album.
Mm-hmm.
And to this, I mean, it's awesome. Their first album is amazing.
Yeah.
Do you think they were ready for that? Because the rest of their stuff got, like, it got weird.
A little bit, yeah. There's some good tracks. Like, I'm a big fan of You Could Be Mine. They did some one-offs, but that first album hit because it was real dangerous. It felt like Van Halen's first album.
Yeah.
It just, like, ooh, it felt rock and roll, where you're, like, kind of... You never knew if Axl was going to show up to a concert.
That's true too.
Which is
he did show up.
Ridiculous.
It was usually hours late.
Yeah, hours late. Yeah. I like the idea that they felt like rock and roll. Their first album was fantastic. I like Slash a lot, despite the fact that he stole that top hat.
He's great on those insurance commercials.
Yeah.
They are insurance commercials.
But yeah, like I said, it's yeah, I was never really gaga about that.
Ah, Patience, Guns N' Roses, circa 1988. Today's song of the day.
Bickley and Murata, going off the grid.
Off the grid.
Brought to you by Sweet James Accident Attorneys. If you've been hurt in an accident, call Sweet James at 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com.
All right, we got an update on the Patrick Beverley situation from last night. Melinda Adams was the reporter in question. She's a producer for ESPN, her Twitter bio says. She said, I want to thank everyone for their kind words and support. I am humbled. Patrick Beverley just called me and apologized. I appreciate it, and I accept it. The Bucks also reached out to apologize. I've been in news for over 40 years, and kindness and grace always win. Wow, what a great guy. Now, about chucking the ball at that female's head.
Mm-hmm.
What about... He actually did respond to that on Twitter and said, you know, they were riding us the whole game, and we asked for help and got no help. It's not fair.
No, there's no excuse for that. He is going to be suspended big time by the NBA for that. That's the third rail. You cannot present a danger to your paying customers. It's why David Stern went nuts after the Ron Artest thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't bring your kids to the game and feel safe, then that's just terrible business. And Patrick Beverley just stepped in the third rail.
I think
it's going to be a half season. I think he's going to be suspended over 40 games.
Why is he worth the trouble? I don't get it. He's not that good. Like, I was alluding to it. He's not like Draymond Green or Dennis Rodman.
He's Draymond Green.
Yeah, exactly.
He's Dennis Frodman.
I think it was Dennis the Insect Rodman.
Well done, Vinny. Well played.
Well, you know what it's they a half-season suspension. That takes him out of the running to join the Suns, probably.
And out of the MVP running. He won't qualify for any of the postseason awards.
Or you going to say, Jared, I'm sorry.
I don't remember. 48% of our audience can't be wrong about that word, as they always say.
And the percentage that's voting for you. It's coming down to the wire on Mock My World.
Yes.
Well, we can finally say those three words, Vic. We made it.
Woohoo!
Enjoy the weekend, everybody.
It's been a week.
Thanks to Justin Termini and Tom Candiotti for joining us. We will be back bright and early Monday morning with a whole new week of Bickley and Murata mornings. Wolf and Luke are up next, but as we do on Fridays, we leave you with a mix of people talking about sausage. Probably, maybe. We'll find out. Believe this is day 7 without soap in the honor men's room.
There you go.
And yeah,
also,
how about it?
A public service announcement not to shake Vince's hand written.
You were laughing because you were just so excited about what a fun segment this is.
How'd that work out for you, PHX?
Nikola Jokic and Luka Doncic are not oozing athleticism.
No.
They are
oozing gravy.
The phrase bird brain comes from something.
Is it our producer?
Jay Crowder? Devin Booker? Buda Baker? Jumping Joe Fultz? Skippy John Jones? George Mikan?
George Mikan and George Mikan?
Oh, baby!
Who are you? What are you becoming? Right? 12
personnel.
Oh, I'm turning into, well, yes, a fly. Well,
Nine teams and 40 pounds ago.
It's an invertebrate animal.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Baseball players are so soft. In my day, Cy Young would have come out, harvested all the honey, killed the queen, and then threw 15 innings.
Over! It's over!
A connected fan base is a traveling fan base. Let's freaking party!
Everything is awesome!
Oh, he's the greatest!
Kyler Murray. Was that Lil Yachty?
Denoptimism. Give me something with a bone.
They played like ship last night.
The ship has hit the fan.
A third butt.
Good luck fitting that in, Jarrett.
The beach roller.
You've been bee-booted. I look forward to hearing that Friday at about 9:52.
Yeah. If birds aren't real, who's crapping on my car?